All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rip Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome to All Business Media, where it's all business all the time. And I'm your host, Rick Delgado. And welcoming back to the show right now is a certified life coach, author, speaker. She's the owner at Fowler Life Coaching out of Surfside Beach, South Carolina. You can reach out to her at 202-294-1080. That's 202-294-1080. Or go to the website, fowlercoaching.com. Fowler spelled F-O-W-L-E-R. So it's fowlercoaching.com. I'm talking about my guest, Kim Fowler. Welcome back, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing well, and thank you for taking the time once again to join us. We appreciate it. How's the weather down in Surfside Beach? Am I going to be jealous?
No. It's in the 60s, so I don't know.
Yeah, I'm jealous.
A little chilly for us.
It's chilly for you. Oh, I am jealous. Again, Kim, thank you for coming back on the show. Do me a favor. Tell everybody a little bit about yourself and exactly what you do before we get rolling here.
Okay. I am a life coach, and I've been a life coach since 2008 professionally. I started studying it in 2003, and I help people. Lately, a lot of my clients have been helping them with their mindset, things they're struggling with, ways they're stopping themselves. But I help people who either have a really big goal that they want to accomplish and they just really don't know how to get started or even how to get there. Maybe they did start and kind of gave up a little bit, keep them motivated so that they can get things accomplished. Mm-hmm. Or I even help, widows, people who might be in a bad spot, people who've maybe just gone through a divorce or something like that, just trying to get their lives back together.
Right. And again, it's something you've been doing for about 10 years now, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And in terms of, when you're talking about life coaching, what are you talking about, that people can kind of wrap their minds around if they don't know exactly what a life coach does?
Well, I help people put plans in place by figuring out what it is that they really do want. Sometimes people will come to me and they'll say, I want to do this. But when we start digging deep down, there actually might be something else that they really want because they don't have a big enough why for what they're, telling me that they want.
Right.
And then they figure out, I had one client who came to me because he wanted to kickstart his guitar career. He was a musician, and he was also a bartender, and he liked to cook. By the time we got finished, he realized what he wanted to do was own his own restaurant. So, it went in a completely different direction, but he was very happy. He ended up owning a food truck instead, but he absolutely loves it, so... sometimes people just don't really know what they want, so we have to dig down and figure it out.
Right. Yeah, and sometimes, because you don't know or you can't really kind of identify it because you're too close to it, it's great to have somebody like Kim who, as a coach, can look at things kind of divorced from the emotion side, right?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Because people get very emotional about, what they really want in their lives.
Right.
And so... And sometimes they might see a roadblock and they don't see a way around it, too. So I can, help them figure that out.
Right. And I guess it all goes back to something that you mentioned just a few moments earlier, Kim, is the mindset that people have going into it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. A lot of times, especially when we have a challenge, we'll think about, okay, how can I fix this?
Right.
And sometimes it's more of, can I fix it? So we'll go into a situation and maybe go, I don't know what to do. I don't even know if I can do this. Instead, we need to say, ask ourselves, how can we do it, not can we do it?
Right.
It's just, and a lot of it is opening your mind up to different possibilities and things that you may not have thought of in the past. And, we all have those times when maybe we're looking down at the dirt instead of up at the stars. But we're in the same place. So it's just how you look at things and how you think about what kind of roadblocks they are. And when you think about it, your mind can only have one thought at a time, so it might as well be a positive one.
Right.
Yeah, it's almost like the, I forget who said it. I think it was, I want to say Henry Ford, but I'm not sure, so don't hold me to it. It's that saying, whether you think you can or you can't, you're right.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know?
I heard that. I can't remember who said it either.
Yeah, and it's one of those things where, you know, having the proper mindset, just going in, can really be a determining factor, or it can be a major determining factor in whether you're able to do something that you kind of always wanted to do but didn't know if you could, and you got these you know, kind of, I want to say, doubts about yourself, right?
Yeah, you know, and a lot of times, you know, let's say somebody asks you who you are, and you tell them some story about yourself.
Right.
And maybe it's not a happy story. You know, the more you tell that sad story or that story where you were struggling or whatever it is, the more that, you know, that becomes you.
Right.
You know, so when you think about things that have happened in your life, a lot of people will think about the negative things that have happened in their life instead of the positive things, and they overshadow. And that creates a lot of doubt and, you know, a lot of, you know, can I do this or am I worthy?
Right.
You know, so those types of things, I help people work on that. And, you know, other people can tear you down, so you kind of have to listen to the other negative that's out there, you know, the other people telling you that you can't do something. So, you know, and a lot of times people will, say somebody comes down on you, mm-hmm. you might cold call somebody and they're just in a really bad mood and they're really rude on the phone to you. It has nothing to do with you.
Right.
You know, it might just be that they just found out that their son got a D in geometry or something, you know?
Yeah, or you know, just something that has nothing to do with you.
Exactly.
But it's, you know, they're lashing out not only at you, they're probably lashing out at everybody. You just happen to be there right at that time.
Exactly, uh-huh. Yeah, and so you can't take it personally.
Right. Yeah, and again, I guess it's about removing that emotional part because,
yeah.
You know, and this is something that I kind of think about sometimes because, you know, I've had up and downs in my career. I think most people have up and downs in their career, right, Kim?
Oh,
yeah. And, you know, people are like, well, don't you wish that this would have happened or that would have happened or you wish you would have did this? And for a moment, I start to think, yeah, that would be great. And then I stop and go, yeah, but if I'd have done that, I wouldn't have gotten to enjoy this. I wouldn't have done this. I wouldn't have done, because then it changes the entire trajectory of your life.
It does, and you don't know what would have happened. You don't even know if it would have been better or not.
Right. So it's not like I'll, you know, and again, it's something that you have to think about. Sometimes, you know, it's very easy, like you said, to get, you know, pulled into that negative because that's, you know, oh, remember when that happened? Oh, I got a cousin like that, Kim, man, and it's just like, I love him. He's a great guy, but as soon as he starts going down that road, I'm like, all right, I'm gonna go stand over here now because I don't want to be near this.
Yeah, I was married before, and my first husband and I had a friend, and it seemed like no matter what he did, he just had this little black cloud over his head.
Right.
But he was causing all the problems, and he didn't realize it. You know, he just wouldn't open his eyes, and he would just do all the wrong things, but he wouldn't take any responsibility, so it was always everybody else's fault. And what that does is it makes you completely controlless.
Right.
Over your life. You have absolutely no control because you think everyone else is doing all these things to you instead of looking inside and going, well, wait, how did I cause this situation?
Right.
Well, let me ask you this, because that I think is something that I'm sure most people deal with is, you know, they don't see how they may have been, you know, the catalyst for something that happened that maybe they didn't want to happen, right? So how do you address, you know, that say that person is just like, you know, got that cloud over their head. How do you address that and have them realize that, you know, you seem to be causing your own problems here, that you're the one that has the power?
Yeah, it's kind of like how could you have contributed to that situation?
Right.
You know, were there any actions that you took that made that person do that or that? And, you know, and sometimes it is just that you're contributing. Yes, it may be the other person's fault, you know, in some situations, but. And the other thing is, if it is completely somebody else's fault, you have a choice in how you react to it.
Right.
So you could react in a positive way rather than letting it bring you down. I went to my nutritionist yesterday, and she was telling me she was so upset over these tenants that she has in her condo that when she left, she almost wrecked her car. She says, I almost T-boned somebody. You know, and that's what we do. We let these things get to us, and they affect us in different areas.
Yeah, and then you end up doing, you know, maybe not paying attention or lashing out at somebody like we were mentioning earlier where you just, somebody catches you at the wrong thing. They're like, hey, how are you? I'm fine. It's like, oh.
Yeah.
Doesn't seem like you're fine, but okay, I'll take your word for it. hey, Kim, you know, it's funny too because, you know, during the winter, we just kind of finished up. I help coach my boys, youth basketball team, and it was one of these things where, you know, they get the influence, you know, they're at that age, 10 and 11 now, they're watching, you know, the pros, and they see how these guys act, and the ref made a bad call there, and then they take it into their own game. I'm just like, look, you know, you're not them, you can't control anything, and it's almost like this is brand new to them because they're like, well, these guys do it, so how come I can't? It's like, well, because you're not a pro. You're 10. you know, the refs, we pay them $20 to be here, so we get what we pay for. You can't control anything that they do. You can't control what they do. You can't control the weather. You can't control what the other team does. Control what you guys can do and try to play better as a team. And that was one thing that, you know, unfortunately kind of unfolded as the season went on, because I guess, people have these preconceived notions, and it can start at any age, really.
Yeah, yes, it can.
You know, so being responsible and like you said, you know, knowing what you can control and how you deal with it is probably the biggest thing that you can take away from someone like Kim Fowler, who's a certified life coach. She's an author, a speaker. If you want to get the free ebook, Design the Life You Were Meant to Have, go to her website, fowlercoaching.com. That's fowlercoaching.com. Right there at the top of the homepage, you'll see free ebook. Put in your name, your email address, and then you can hit download, and you can get that you know, free ebook as well. We got to take a quick break here, Kim. When we come back, more with Kim Fowler after these words right here on All Business Media.
On a Cape Cod shore, 16 striped bass fish and a horseshoe crab were found dead, killed by a harmful algal bloom. The town blamed excessive lawn fertilizer for polluting the water. They restricted lawn fertilizing to once a year. The state overruled, mandating 5 times a year. Though the striped bass died on a Falmouth shore, fertilizer pollution is a national problem, clogging our waterways. If you believe in our rights to clean water and beaches, if you want to stop the killing of fish by excessive fertilizer, please join with us. Make a donation for responsible stewardship. Acting together, we can have clean beaches and more fish. Please visit www.donateforoceans.org. That is www.donate4oceans.org.
Are you in pain, depressed, anxious, unhappy, low self-esteem holding you back? Let Gail Rayborn help you. She's a catalyst for healing with powerful intuition. A clinical and medical hypnotherapist, she'll work with you by telephone to speed healing from emotional and health challenges. Gail Rayborn offers pre- and post-surgical hypnosis, hypnosis for pain control, cancer, IBS, and other illnesses. You'll connect with inner guides and learn the message behind your health challenge. See Gail on the web at www.telehealing.com or email her, gail@telehealing.com, or give her a call at 707-827-3615. Your first session is free. All you have to lose is pain.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
And welcome back to All Business Media. And yes, I am your host, Rick Delgado. And again, we're sitting with our guest, Kim Fowler. She's a certified life coach, a speaker, and an author based out of Surfside Beach, South Carolina. You can reach out to her either at 202-294-1080 or go to fowlercoaching.com. That's fowlercoaching.com. And again, Kim, we appreciate you taking the time out today, as always.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Hey, let me also throw this out there in case anybody's got any questions. Feel free to ring us up here in the studio. I'll be happy to put you on with our guest, Kim Fowler. Ring me up at 631-724-1405. That's 631-724-1405. And, yeah, I'll put you right through. Now, Kim, what about when it comes to, you know, setting particular goals for people? Is that something where, you know, as a life coach, is there a certain amount of, I don't know if responsibility is the right word, but is that something that you help people kind of, okay, let's figure these out? Because, you know, I think you mentioned it earlier, somebody came to you for something, but it turned out to be they really wanted something else.
Yeah. So what I do is I have what's called a life strategy session, and they'll come into my office. We'll go in the conference room, and it's almost like business planning, but you're planning, you know, what you want for your life, rather than for the business. So I'll put papers on the wall, and we just kind of brainstorm through things. I have a client coming in today who wants a new career. She's already gone to school for, cooking and massage therapy, and she did both of those jobs for 9 years each and decided it really wasn't for her. So she's coming in to figure out, you know, put some goals together to figure out what she wants to do with the rest of her life as far as a career. And, you know, what I do is I hold them accountable. So when we go through, we, you know, put down everything she wants will be on the wall. And then underneath each thing, you put down a kind of an action plan. And then I hold her accountable. So when she leaves, I put it in a computer program, actually, that'll send her a text alert or email alert right before something's due to make sure that she remembers that she has to do this and she does it on time.
Right.
And if it gets behind, then I get an alert and then I call her and just say, hey, what's going on here? And maybe it's something that, you know, she doesn't need to do because what she did before kind of made that step void or something like that. And we talk it out.
Right.
So that way she stays on track.
Right. Now that's definitely got to be a challenge, right? Having, you know, help someone try and find a new career because, you know, that's almost like, okay, we're starting from scratch here.
Yeah, it is. It's tough. I have a lot of resources. But also, you know, what I tell people to do is think of the three things in life that you're really passionate about and write them down. And then what you want to do, you write them down, you put them in three circles on a piece of paper, and the circles are intersecting. So you write the three things down. So maybe it's like animals, helping people, and children or something like that. Then you look in what's in the middle of that. What is it that you can do that will encompass all three of those things? And maybe it's two different things. Maybe one is a volunteer position and the other one's a career. Maybe you could, you know, maybe you want to be in child care and volunteer at the Humane Society.
Right.
You know, something like that. But that's kind of where I start, and then we branch out from there.
Okay. Yeah, because, again, you know, that's, you're kind of wiping away. It's like, what was it? What was that client? Cooking and something
cooking
else?
And massage therapy. Yeah,
and those two don't necessarily go together.
No, they don't.
And how do you go about determining? I mean, do you have a set questionnaire, or is it just a matter of you're drilling down and really getting to know this person and find out, you know, what really drives them?
So I do have an assessment that they take.
Mm-hmm.
And then also, you know, I really love The Color My Parachute, that book. And there's a workbook that goes along with that. And she's actually working the workbook right now. So that helps, too. That asks a lot of really good questions.
Right.
If you're stuck in that area.
Now, what about overcoming, you know, say an obstacle they have where it's, you know, maybe it's relationship driven, maybe it's just kind of a mental thing that kind of gets in their way. Is that something that you know, using those types of resources like a workbook can help people address?
There are some things out there there's some things that I do use. One is for self-discipline, and it's something that I've actually put together through a lot of different resources. And then, you know, a lot of times it really is just the support and someone holding you accountable.
Right.
So I have I can't even tell you how many clients I've had who mainly their homes were so disorganized that they could get nothing else done. And it's the craziest thing because, you know, when you wake up in the morning and you look at your messy room, it just takes everything out of you. All your energy drains, you know. So getting their homes clean, getting them to hire an organizer for their home and keeping it that way has actually made them more responsive, more, you know, happier, more accountable. They're getting things done. They're more productive.
Right.
And, you know, just that one thing can do that sometimes.
Yeah.
It
almost sounds like, you know, an effect of like, you know, when you decide I'm going to start having a cleaner diet, you know, all of a sudden you start getting more energy. It's like, oh, wow, and I start feeling better. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Kind of like clean up your life.
Yeah, and I'm picking around on your website here. I think we've talked about the vision board thing before, but I think it's been a while, and I know you do workshops with this, right?
Yeah, and it is such a great way to stay on track and to stay focused and to stay keep yourself positive because you see all the wonderful things that you're working toward. They're so powerful, and I think everyone should have one. And the thing that, you know, they don't teach it in schools, but I think it's a great thing for kids, too. I had a group of 13-year-olds one day come in, and they did their vision boards, and they were just amazing. You know, they knew what colleges they were going to. They knew what kind of scholarships they were working towards. It was just amazing when I saw it, because when I was 13, I was nowhere near that. But they really are powerful. Powerful tools to help you just get anywhere in life, really. And you can even make one for just a project. You know, if there's one particular goal, you can make a vision board just for a project. You can put something about each step on it. And they don't have to be pictures. They can be words, quotes, anything that motivates you.
Right. And in terms of, you know, because I've done this before. I've done this kind of thing before in the past. And it kind of gets you also to kind of, you know, like you said, kind of identify things. It's like, wait, do I, you know, because sometimes you forget about things that you want because you get caught up in the mundane, you know, part of life, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's just like if you don't write your goals down, you won't remember what they are.
Right. It's kind of helping reignite that fire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. And there have been stories of people who, have, you know, packed them up, put them away, and then years later they're living their dream, you know, their vision board. They'll pull it out from someplace. You know, let's say they packed it in a box or threw it in a closet. They'll pull it out and they'll go, wow, I did this, this, and this.
Right.
And they weren't even looking at it every day. It's just they might have looked at it every day for, you know, a month or two and then put it away somewhere and forgot about it. But their subconscious mind still remembers those things.
Yeah, definitely. I believe I heard that from, I think Tony Robbins actually had a story about that, where he had, you know, did a vision board, and then, like you said, he kind of put it away, but a few years later pulled it out. It's like he achieved everything on that board that he wanted to.
Mm-hmm.
So they can be very powerful. Yeah, they can be very powerful tools to use to, you know, get you where you want to go. Hey, we've got a caller coming in. Let's go to that real quick, Kim. Caller, whoa, we're getting some feedback. Caller, you there? Caller, you know what? I'm hearing some feedback, so I'm going to hang up. Hopefully they will call back. Sounds like we have a bad line there. You know, again, if anybody's got a question for Kim, well, we've got her here. 631-724-1405 is the phone number. She is the certified life coach, author, speaker, owner at Fowler Life Coaching. FowlerCoaching.com is the website. Got another caller coming in. Let's try that one. Caller, what's your name? What's your question?
Oh, hi. My name is John. And, you know, every time I try and make, you know, progress in my career or personal life, I end up giving myself more issues than I had in the beginning. So how do I minimize this?
I'm sorry. It was a little muffled. I couldn't hear it all. Could you repeat it?
All right. I was trying to say that, you know, whenever I do try and make some progress in, you know, improve myself in my life, I end up giving myself more issues to think about, and I'm just not sure how to deal with that or minimize it.
Oh, okay. You know, I think sometimes we try to take too many things all at once, and so we don't stay focused on what we really want. And so what I have my clients do is put things and prioritize things. And the way they do that is by filling out a life wheel. So you look at kind of the areas in your life and rank them from 1 to 10. If you'd like to go to my site and contact me, I can send you one of those. But it, what it does is it kind of tells you which areas you really need to be focusing on first. And then you can kind of go, okay, so maybe my career is here, my finances are here, my health is here. You know, maybe I need to set some goals because my finances may not be as good as my health. I'm going to start there. You know, and then you kind of, you get focused. And what tends to happen is once you start working on one thing, other things start falling into place and start going in a better direction. So don't try to do too many things at once. Kind of focus on what you really want to accomplish first, maybe three goals, and work on those. You know, and then other things will fall into place. And then you can take a step back after you've done that and see what other areas you could work on. But we do tend to take on too many things, and then things start popping up and we don't get done what we originally wanted to get done, or we'll have issues or roadblocks. We don't know how to get through them.
Right.
So, yeah, just kind of take things one at a time if you can.
I tend not to do that, but thank you so much, Kim. I appreciate that.
Sure, thank you.
Yeah, and take Kim up on her offer. Just reach out to her through the website. We appreciate your call, by the way. FowlerCoaching.com. That's FowlerCoaching.com, because a lot of times, you know what, it sounds like, you know, that lack of focus or that lack of clarity needs to be dealt with. You know, you need to, like you said, focus on a few things and make them achievable goals and then build on that for the next thing. Again, if you're looking to make those changes in your life, you probably need a coach at this point, because let's face it, all the best people in the world, they have coaches. What makes you any different? Get the direction and, again, the clarity you need, somebody who's going to look at things from a different point of view. Kim can do that for you. That I'm talking about Kim Fowler. You can go to her website, fowlercoaching.com. Download her free ebook, Design the Life You Were Meant to Have, and get things started. Reach out to her as well. You can contact her at 202-294-1080, or, like I said, just go to fowlercoaching.com. And Kim, thank you once again for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Thank you, and I'm glad you said clarity. That's really important.
Yeah, it definitely is. And again, FowlerCoaching.com is the website. Take advantage of it, and we'll be back with more on All Business Media right after these words.
All Business Media presents the Professionals Roundtable. Hear what's hot in the professional world. Timely topics to propel your career to the next level. Professionals Roundtable with Rick Delgado. Exclusively on All Business Media.
They'll challenge your authority. They'll try to break your will. They'll push you to the edge of your sanity. Because that's what kids do. But this car is your territory, not theirs. Defend it. Who makes the payments? Who cleans it? Who drives it? You do. That's who. And in here, your word is law. So when you say you won't move until everyone's buckled up, you won't budge an inch until you hear that click. Never give up until they buckle up. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council. For more information, visit safercar.gov/kidsbuckleup.